Track 1, Introduction and Description of the Dane Z-Mate MP3 Player and Memory Card. Hello and welcome to the Dane Electronics Z-Mate MP3 Player. Let's get started with the description of the player. First of all, you need to understand that there is no onboard memory in this player. The player's memory comes from an SD memory card that you slide into the player itself. We'll get into the description of the memory card here in just a bit. Meanwhile, the player is square, and as the player is in your hand or sitting in front of you, on the top of it, there are 5 buttons. On the upper left, there is an output jack. It's an 1/8-inch stereo output jack. In the middle, to the right of that output jack, there is a V, or a U-shaped, if you will, and it has a slot, and that's where your memory card will go. On the right-hand side, there is another little nub. That is where the U-shape comes from. There is nothing on that nub, so you don't need to worry about that. On the left side of the player, there is absolutely nothing. So on the left edge, you don't have to worry about a thing. On the right side of the player, there are 2 things. There is a hold button, or a lock button, if you will. That is not a button, it's actually a little tiny slide switch. That switch will slide forward when you lock it and back when you unlock it. And there is an AB button above that on the right-hand edge. On the very bottom right-hand edge of the player, on the corner, there is a little tiny USB port. That is for the little USB cable that will hook up to this, and then you can hook the other end into your USB port in your computer. So you can actually use this to get music or audio or anything from your computer and drop it onto the memory card. Now, on the back of the player, as you turn it over, there is a battery door, a battery cover. It's not a door. It's a battery cover. So as the slot is facing to your right and the 1/8-inch stereo output jack is to your right and closest to you, that little battery cover will slide from right to left, and it comes completely off. It's small, so you want to make sure that you lay it where you can get at it when you go to replace the battery. The battery is a AAA battery. It goes into the player with the flat end of the battery against the spring. When you get the battery in, you simply place the cover back on the edge of the player, slide it from left to right, and it will snap into place. I have just done that. All right. Now let's go through a description of the buttons that are on the top of the player. First of all, there are 5 buttons. They are as follows. You have a button on the bottom that is horizontal. That is a volume down button. You have a rectangle button in the middle. That is kind of like a little rectangle square. That is your power on off button / play / pause button. Above that, you have another horizontal button that's long. That is your volume up button. On the left side of these buttons, there is a button that goes up and down. It's kind of like a half circle shaped. flat on one side, kind of half circle on the other. That is your track reverse button. So in other words, if you want to go to the previous track, you use that button. You go across to the other side, and the last of these five buttons that is going up and down, another kind of like half circle, if you will, flat on one side button, it goes straight up and down. That is your track forward button. So that will enable you to go to the next track. So the left button is previous track, track reverse. The right-hand button is next track or track forward. Now, if you are for the first time trying out one of these players, you are discovering memory cards. That is exactly what this player takes. It takes a memory card. I'm going to describe the memory card. For those of you that know about memory cards, I apologize. But there are those that do not, and so we must accommodate them as well. Okay, so the memory card is kind of like square. It's a little longer than it is wide. The card is flat. One side of the card is smooth. The other side of the card is rough. On one end of the card, there are ridges or teeth. Those teeth are what make contact with the inside of the MP3 player. This is how your music or your data is retrieved for the player. So when you slide the card into this player, the rough side is up facing you, and the teeth will go in first. So just think TGIF. Teeth go in first. What a scary thought that is. Okay. As you face the card lengthwise, the teeth are facing away from you. On the right-hand edge of the card, by the way, there's only teeth on one side of the card, so if those teeth are facing up, then you know that that's the way it's going to go into the MP3 player itself, okay? On the right-hand edge of the card, there is a lock and unlocking mechanism. Now, what this does is this enables you to keep what you have on the card without it accidentally getting deleted. So if you have something on this memory card and you want to keep it, you are going to slide this little lock mechanism with your fingernail, slide it back towards you. So if the teeth of the card are facing away from you, the little slide lock mechanism is on the right-hand side. Slide that back towards you, and it clicks just like that. That way, anything you have on this card will not accidentally be deleted. Now, on the other hand, if you are continuing to put files, data, whatever, on this card, and you need to do that, you can simply take your thumb nail or your fingernail, whatever you choose, right on the right-hand edge and slide the mechanism forward, just like that. With it sliding forward towards the teeth, the card can now be used again. You can add more or delete. All right. I am now picking the player up, and we are ready to move on to the next track. And the next track will be the demonstration of the MP3 player. So here we go. Track 2, demonstration of the Dane Electronics Z-Mate MP3 player. Okay, I've got the player in my hand, and as I described to you before, I am going to slide the card into the slot. So up where you see that V, you'll see a slot in between the two nubs. All right, the card facing up, the rough side facing up, that will go into the slot. So I am now sliding it into the slot. It will not go but so far. After that, if it's in and it can go no further, you are done. You've got the card in the player. You don't want to force it any further. You might damage the player, and you don't want to do that. So, you don't want to put it in any further than that. Also, because when you want to take the card out and replace it, you can just simply grab with the edge of your thumb and forefinger and pull the card out. It slides in, it slides out. There is no mystery to it at all. So, with the rough side up and the teeth going in first, and by the way, this will only go in one way. One way. You cannot make a mistake here. You can't slide it in sideways, it won't fit. You can't slide it in the other way because, again, it can't make contact. So there's only one way. You can't turn it upside down with the smooth side up. It won't go in. It just won't happen. One way the card will go into this player. You don't have to worry about it. Now let me describe the card a little bit for you. The card is a 2... Actually, this one is a 512 meg card. This MP3 player will support up to a 2 gig SD memory card. And I'm using a 512 meg SD memory card. And that means that I have a quarter gig here. And SD, by the way, stands for secured data. So for those of you that do not know about memory cards, it's just another form of storage. They have like flash drives, they have memory sticks, they have external drives that you can store data on. And this little card is just another form of storage for data or files or whatever. It's all data, whether it's audio or video or photographs or whatever, documents, it's all data. And this little card is just another form of a storage bin, if you will. They use these in cameras a lot, so you can actually store digital photographs from your camera on these cards. So they are using the technology now in an MP3 player. Again, no onboard memory, so all of your files, all of your data, or all of your music, in this case, is on the card. So you don't have to worry about the MP3 player going off to another screen. Let's say it has an FM tuner in it. Let's say that it has a video player. Let's say you can look at photographs. You don't have to worry about that going to another screen. This is not going to happen. Anything you have on a memory card, that is what will play in the MP3 player, and it will not switch screens on you. For one thing, there is no screen on this player. There are some lights to let people know that things are happening, but there's no screen. So, you don't have to worry about that. The cases on these memory cards, I have encountered three different kinds of cases, so you just have to kind of, when you get your memory cards, you just kind of have to work with them, depending on the brand that you get. Okay? So now, I have got the card plugged into the MP3 player. And the one thing you need to know is that when you switch the tracks on this player, let's say you're listening at a, not a high volume, but a volume that is comfortable for you in your earphones, your earbuds. When you press the track forward or the previous track button, the track will fade down to zero, and then we'll move on to the next track, and then we'll start playing at the volume that you have it set at. The reason for that is because sometimes when you switch tracks, sometimes you might hear a popping sound. And so that that doesn't happen and maybe hurt somebody's ears, they have actually kind of taken that into consideration. And so when you're listening and you hit the track forward or the track reverse, the track you're listening to will fade and then the next track will start or the previous track will start. And it will start at the same volume that you have it set at. All right, with that said, I'm going to start the player, and I'm also going to demonstrate that AB button that I told you about that is on the right-hand side of the player, and I will describe that. First of all, how to power up the player. We're going to, that rectangle button that I told you about, that is your power on, off, play, pause button. This will start out to be your power button. So you will press that button and hold it for approximately 2 seconds. So I'm going to do that now One, two, and release. I have released it, and I am now ready to start playing the player. So to play, press and release the rectangle button again, and the player will start playing just like this. All right. Evidently, I didn't start something. Okay. All right, so now I've powered it up, and I'm going to press and release. Oh. It helps to unlock it. Ladies and gentlemen, it helps to unlock it. Okay. Now, let's try the demonstration. Boy, I tell you, mess it up once, and it messes it up for the whole thing. All right, let's move on. So, pressing the rectangle button. For 2 seconds, I will press and release. So I have now unlocked the player by pulling the little lock switch toward me. Press and release. I have pressed and held for 2 seconds, and I have now released it. And I'm going to press and release the rectangle button again, and the player will start playing thus. Okay, now, I am running this through a mixer, so I am actually able to turn on my mic, key the mic switch on and off, and I have a talk position, so I have put it into the talk position, which has turned the volume down on the input. So you understand, you're not listening to this through speakers, you are actually listening to it directly on the CD as you're playing it. All right, so you need to understand that. So each time you listen with a different set of earbuds or headphones, it's going to sound different, or whatever system you choose to play it through, it's going to sound different, okay? So now, in order to pause this player, you simply press the rectangle switch again and release it, and the player will stop playing. It will pause. Just like that. Okay, to start it again, press play, which is the rectangle switch. Just press and release again. Okay, to power the unit down, I'm going to press and hold. When the music fades out, release the switch, and then press and hold again for 2 seconds, and the unit will power down. Now, I've got this set at the lowest volume so I can run it through the mixer. So mine is not going to fade. It's already down at the bottom as low as it can go without shutting off. So mine's just going to stop. And then I'm going to press again, and I'm going to release it, and that will power the unit down. So I'm pressing now. And I am now releasing. And I'm pressing and holding again, and I have now powered down. I am now going to power the unit back up. Press 1, 2, 3. If you feel comfortable for holding it a little bit longer just to make sure that the power comes on, then you can do that. It won't hurt it. And then I'm going to press and play again, but I'm not going to do that until I tell you about this AB switch that is on the right-hand side of the player. Now, the AB switch might be construed as a repeat button, and it does repeat, but it repeats what you want it to repeat. I call it a repeat loop. It's called an AB button. Let's say you're working on a song and the phrasing or the words or something you didn't understand. You say, I didn't get that. And you want to hear that phrase over and over again. So you wait, and right before that phrase comes up, you press the AB button. When the phrase is finished, you press the AB button again, and that is the only phrase that it will repeat until you stop it. And to stop it, you simply press the AB button again, and it will go back to normal play. All right, so I'm going to power up the unit, or I've got it powered up. I'm just going to play it. And then I'm going to hit the repeat button, and then I'm going to hit that, well, the AB button. Then I'm going to hit the AB button again, and you'll hear the section that I have chosen to have repeated over and over again until I stop it. So here we go. Power up, and we'll press play. You get the idea. I stopped it so that it wouldn't keep doing that. By pressing the AB button again, I stopped it. Okay. By the way, if you have it on pause for too long, the unit will power down in order to conserve the battery. Again, this takes one AAA battery. It's great. You know, the battery runs out. You slide the little battery cover off, put a new AAA battery in, and away you go. It's wonderful. The unit just powered down. Okay? So, it is now ready for me to power it back up again if I choose to do so. Alright. The memory cards, they range in price, depending on where you get them. And like I say, this MP3 player will support up to a 2 gig SD memory card. It's important that you know that it is an SD memory card. Again, that SD stands for secured data. All right. I think that covers everything that I can possibly think of here. And I want to thank you for listening. And I hope that you will enjoy your brand new Dane Electronics ZMate MP3 player. Thank you for listening.